FNC's Fisher, Giuliani's press are bold and baseless, so much of what he said was simply not true. By Pam Key on November 19, 2020. Fox News White House correspondent Kristen Fisher reacted to Rudy Giuliani's press conference alleging fraud in the 2020 election results on Thursday's broadcast of the Daily Briefing. Fisher said, "Well, that was certainly a colorful news conference, but it was light on facts. So much of what he said was simply not true or has already been thrown out in court. He opened by making this really bold and baseless claim that a lot of this alleged inside voter fraud he is referring to all came from one centralized place. He called it a nationwide conspiracy, and yet he failed to provide any hard evidence to back up that one specific claim. Especially when it cuts to the core of the democratic process." She continued, "In Pennsylvania, Rudy Giuliani claimed fraud in Philadelphia. But he said in court, and I quote, this is not a fraud case. So what he is saying in public, not under oath, is different from what he said in court." Moving on to Michigan, where the Trump campaign dropped final federal lawsuit just this morning after two Republican canvassers in Wayne County now say they want to rescind their votes to certify the election. Giuliani said they dropped the lawsuit because the state did decertify, but that is not true. The results were certified in Michigan on Tuesday, and Biden won. Fisher added, "Now up on that stage with Giuliani was a big poster with the headline Multiple Paths to Victory. But Giuliani never credibly explained a single path, let alone multiple ones. The fact remains that the Trump campaign has yet to provide, at least in court, hard evidence of voter fraud and irregularities widespread enough to overturn the outcome of the election and to effectively challenge President-elect Joe Biden's stance as the president-elect." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenum.